Iran's Islamic Revolution has rejected the U.S. offer of talks as a deception aimed at stripping the country of its elements of power. In a meeting with Iran's judiciary officials, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the U.S. seeks to disarm the Iranian nation through negotiations. Ayatollah Khamenei noted that the U.S. called for talks after it failed to achieve its goals via pressure. He said the Iranian nation will not back down in the face of cruel sanctions and will stand tall against the U.S. with full force.
And defend our nation.
Tensions between the United States and Iran are mounting. On Tuesday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said that Tehran is not after war with Washington. However, he warned that the United States will be confronted firmly if it violates Iran's airspace again. Speaking to his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, Rouhani reiterated Tehran's commitment to peace and stability in the region. Rouhani made the remarks shortly after the U.S. president threatened the Islamic Republic with obliteration. Trump repeated his war threats in the wake of an executive order to impose new sanctions on Iran, a move described by Iran as futile.
What the U.S. is doing shows its desperation and proves that its policies towards Iran have failed. Washington's actions show that there is a great frustration and confusion at the White House.
Russia also denounced the latest U.S. measures as reckless, while China stressed that the pressure Washington is imposing on Iran will not work.
We think a capricious move with maximum pressures will not help resolve the problems at all. And the fact shows that these actions have had the opposite effect and increased turbulence in the region.
Washington has recently said it's ready to hold talks with Tehran with no preconditions. But the latest U.S. sanctions, Rouhani says, show that Washington lies about its willingness for dialogue.
The U.S. says they want to negotiate with Iran. If you really want to hold talks with us, why do you at the same time say you want to put sanctions on our foreign minister? So you are lying. You could have waited some time, but you immediately proved that you are lying.
Tensions remain high between Tehran and Washington following Thursday's downing of a U.S. spy drone over Iran's southern waters. Tehran says it shut down the aircraft after it violated the Iranian airspace, despite repeated warnings. Analysts say the incident shows how delicate the situation is in the Persian Gulf and that any miscalculation could lead to a wider conflict with devastating consequences.